Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellie Lichtenstein from the Cinnabar Theater. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Roland.
What a show you are mounting.
You
opening
bet.
December 14th.
Yep.
Love, Linda.
Yeah.
Talk about this show.
Well, this is an interesting show. It was written by a gal who wrote it. She wrote it for herself, and it appeared in New York, and she ran it for a couple of years. And it's the story of Linda Lee Porter, Cole Porter's wife.
Uh-huh.
And it's never been performed by anyone else.
Really?
So it's the West Coast premiere. It's the premiere, you know, past New York border. I think because it takes a very special performer to pull it off, because it's a one-woman show. You got to be,
you got to
be an incredible actor and an incredible singer, singing incredible music, right? It's the songbook of Cole Porter.
Right.
How can you go wrong, right? And you've got to hold people's attention, but we've got the gal to do it.
Oh,
yes,
fantastic.
The Bay Area's very own Maureen McVeary is coming up to knock our socks off.
who played that role in S'Wonderful? Do you remember?
In S'Wonderful? Is that
the movie.
Which movie, though?
I can't remember.
There are two, with Cary Grant, and the other was Kevin Kline.
Yeah, it was
Cary
that one.
Grant, the Kevin Kline one?
Yeah.
Ashley Judd, I think?
Yes,
Ashley
that's
Judd.
Right, that's
yeah,
right.
Uh-huh. And Alexis Smith was Linda Lee. So it's an interesting marriage, of course.
Yeah. Where is Linda Lee when she is being in this play?
We get to enter her fancy, glamorous Parisian apartment.
I'll bet a lot of people, when they hear those songs, they're going to be very familiar with those songs.
Oh, yeah.
But possibly not even know that Cole Porter wrote them.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
you know,
right?
There's a whole generation or two or three who are not connected to Cole Porter himself.
That's right.
You know, the Cole Porter songbook. So they don't even, although they all know these tremendous songs.
Right, these clever,
worded. Oh my God, that man was brilliant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, beautiful melodies and these incredible lyrics. But they don't know who Cole Porter was. So here's
the chance. So does Linda Lee in this show, does she play the piano?
No, we have a band. There's
okay.
a band.
Oh,
yeah.
All
yeah.
right.
A combo, yeah. Living outside the apartment. Yeah.
And how did you find out about this show?
Oh, I was looking for a Cole Porter review, and I kept coming up with the same Red Hot and Cole, which, you know, I wanted to do something different. And
I
was just, thank goodness for the internet. That's
right,
how I
right.
found it. Yeah,
came up with it,
and the gal who wrote it was right there on YouTube. You can YouTube her, and she's tremendous. And I really liked what she did and how she interwove the music with the story of their marriage. And it's a very intriguing marriage because, of course, this is a time when being gay was illegal.
That's right.
And Cole Porter was actually quite open about his sexual orientation.
Right.
And yet this is a marriage of love. Maybe a different kind of love, but it is a marriage of love. Very much like the Bernsteins, like Lenny Bernstein.
Right,
yeah,
that's right.
That's right. Same thing. Very, very much in love with each other. And both wives died of lung cancer.
Oh.
Interestingly enough. Yeah.
Along with a lot of other people that were raised with cigarettes.
Smoking was the thing.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. I escaped dying of it, but I didn't escape doing it for quite some time.
Me too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks once again for coming in.
Well, it's my pleasure.
And this play is called Love, Linda.
Story of Linda Lee Porter, the wife of Cole Porter.
Oh, boy. Opening December 14th at the Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma. For information and tickets, cinnabartheater.org or on the telephone 763-8920. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.